الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. وقال تبارك وتعالى: قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. The month of Rajab has just passed. We have come now into the month of Sha'ban. The month of Rajab, one great highlight of the month of Rajab is the Mi'raj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And really the sum total of Mi'raj is building of Iman and the great gift of Namaz. Iman, because Mi'raj, like that with our minds, we can't understand it. In a short while of the night, Allah Ta'ala took Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from the house he was staying, Ummahani radiallahu ta'ala anha, to the Haram of Makkah, from there right to Baytul Maqdis. Today if we travel by car, by plane also, we can't finish that journey. And from there the seven heavens, and then from there right to Sidratul Muntaha, which is the limit, Muntaha, the very end. After that there is nothing. When nobody went till today, nobody will go till the day of Qiyamah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all this journey. So our Iman and Yaqeen, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came back and announced his Mi'raj to the people. So the people went to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was a pillar of support, mountain of support for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So they thought this is a good chance that we will get him to turn away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they told him that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying he went for this journey all in a part of a night. But can you believe it? He says, I don't believe it. They took qasam. They say, you fell a lie. He won't say such a thing. They took qasam, oath, that we are saying that. So if he said it, then it's 100% true. There is absolutely no doubt in it whatsoever. And he says, I even believe more than that, that regularly wahi comes from Allah Ta'ala to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is that builds our Iman, Mi'raj. It's an occasion that we reflect upon this. And from here we should take one great lesson, that our Iman is not by our intellect and our brains. Our brains cannot fathom anything of the year after. Life in the qabr, our brains can't fathom. The day of Qiyamah, Jannat, Jahannam, Pul Sirat, thinner than a hair, sharper than a sword. With our brains we can't fathom it. But a mu'min believes it from his heart. That it has come, Allah Ta'ala has said this, it has come in the hadith, whether I understand it or not. What Allah has said is final, is absolute. And 100% I believe in it, and I don't waver one bit. Whatever research can be made in the world, that is one side. This I believe in. So this Iman on this occasion of Mi'raj, we have to learn this and build and make strong our Iman. It's very, very essential, because the winds of Kufr and Shirk are blowing from all sides at the moment. And if we don't make our Iman strong, then we face a great danger. May Allah save us at the time of death. At the time of death, Shaitan makes his full out effort to rob a person of his Iman. That he must die without Iman. He will come in the form of our mother, in the form of our father. He will say, my son, this religion you're following is not the right religion. The religion is some other religion, or some other things, he will say. And not only us, great, great ulama. Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullah, I say, when he was passing away, and he was a great, great imam of philosophy also, and he had given so many proofs of the existence of Allah Ta'ala. At that time Shaitan came and broke each proof of his. When he had no proof, then this is the benefit of having contact with Ahlullah, with the pious people. At that time, his Shaykh came in a vision in front of him. Allah wanted to save his Iman, and told him, tell Shaitan, I believe in Allah without any proof. Now which proof is Shaitan going to break? Now there is nothing for him. So this is that our Iman must be, that even such great, great ulama, awliya, Shaitan doesn't, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah alayh, one of the four great and active men. What qualities Allah Ta'ala is blessing with. On his deathbed, he was getting unconscious, again coming conscious, unconscious. So his son told him, that Abba, what is this? That you, when you become like unconscious, you say not yet, not yet. You're not reading kalima. We are giving you talqeen of reading kalima. That you are saying not yet, not yet. So he said that shaitan is coming to me and telling me, oh Ahmad, you are safe from my clutches. And you are going with your iman. So I say not yet, till the last moment. If that iman kalima is on my tongue, then I will be safe. So we have to worry, so we have to build our iman. Alhamdulillah, the ijtima is taking place here, and the ijtima's effort is all for our iman and yaqeen, and it's our ijtima, we should take full part in it, inshallah. And also help in the ijtima, and try and go out also, locally, kashd, etc. All the programs we should try and take part and build our iman. And this kind of imani talks, alhamdulillah, we have regularly in Azadville also this weekend, for the first weekend of the Islamic month. Usually we have these talks or more on a Friday. We have in Homestead Park this time, mashallah, we had the opportunity. We are here in Marlborough, then we were in Wendywood, now we are here, then now we will be going inshallah to Homestead Park. There will be a program there also, like this every month. So if we can try and join Maulana Ibrahim, come here also Maulana? No. So Maulana Ibrahim also has his programs around here three times a week. Try and take part in that also. This will build and boost this iman. And we have to make it strong. One great buzurg, Sheikh Abdul Aziz Dabbagh, rahmatullah ali, he gives a beautiful example, and he says that our iman is like the flame on a candle, and it's burning. And at the time of maut, the winds of evil, of blowing out that flame, are very strong. So unless that flame is very strong, then only it will survive. Otherwise it will be blown out. So we have to work very hard to preserve, make strong our iman. May Allah protect our iman. Dua we make, and dua also effort we make. We, for our rozi, we don't just make dua. We go and work, we open shop, we do so many things, we make effort. We get ill, we don't just make dua. Together with the dua, we spend how much money, where and where. People say, this doctor is good, that one is good, this is good. We go where and where. For our iman, the most valuable thing, the greatest thing for our iman, how much shouldn't we sacrifice and make effort? May Allah give us tawfiq. Gee, I read the ayahs about namaz. Namaz, Allah gave us in this month of Rajab, He gave us this great gift of namaz. So there are a few things that we should think about. That one is, who gave us this gift? It's a gift. It's our duty. We make our five times namaz, we must make it. But really, it is moreover a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. Who gave it? Allah Ta'ala gave it. And every other gift, iman, is what a great gift. Fasting, roza, the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is really like a great festival. And on the dastarkhan of this month of Ramadan, there isn't only 20 course meal, 25, 30, what, how many course meal there is. And what wonderful things, dua is there. Like we have a dastarkhan, biryani, shami kawab, we have akhni, we have this, we have so many things, ice cream there, juices there, and all the pies and the samosas, all those. Ramzan spiritually is much more greater than that. It is for us to partake of it. And in there is tilawat of Quran. Like Qari Sahib read now, how beautiful. We enjoy the recitation. And if Allah all also give us little understanding, even more we enjoy. But the recitation, we all enjoyed it. Yeah, the Tarawih is such a great ni'mat. Allahu Akbar. Who doesn't like to be close to his beloved? Everyone, especially us, a newly married person, how he enjoys to be close to his beloved. Yeah, Allah gave us, the closest a person is when a person is in sajda. He's the closest to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala gave us 20 extra rakats, which means 40 extra sajdas, 40 times more. You come close to me, you come the closest to me. The closest a person can get to Allah, wa huwa sajid. when he is in sajda. So Allah gave us that opportunity. We must not let that go. We come 2-3 nights for Taraweeh, then we don't come. We are losing out very, very greatly. Oh, today also another fitna has started. Make 8 rakats Taraweeh. We go away. We are losing so much. Allah is giving us 40 times you come close to me. And we should try and make our Isha also full, 17 rakats. And great virtues of that also. That 17 rakats we make, so 37. 37 times 2, 74. 74 times Allah is calling. That is just that night. Fajr, Zohar. Then we should try and make our Tahajjud, make our Ishraq, make our Chast in Ramzan. Awwabin. Allahu Akbar. What a month. What a dastarkhan. What a table Allah Ta'ala has set for. Then dua. Dua, we make dua and we are whispering to Allah Ta'ala. Who doesn't like to whisper and speak to his beloved? When we speak to our beloved, even our little children, when we really want to make love to them, then we tell them, come here, make them sit in our lap, and we whisper something in their ear. With the wife, we are alone in the room, there's nobody, but when we are really intimate, close, we are whispering to her. Just whisper to our greatest, to Allah Ta'ala, and we engage in dua. And then Allah gave us sihri. We get up for sihri, at that time your person is the closest to Allah Ta'ala. Sihri time. So just make 2 or 4 rakats of namaz also. Pick up our hands, and this hand also, Allahu Akbar. When a person is taking from Allah and he knows, nobody can give me anything besides Allah. Everything is in the control of Allah. My life, everything, Allah is Al-Hayyul Qayyum. He is forever living, and he is the one who gives life also. He is the one who's keeping these columns up there, not because the engineer planned or the walls of the masjid. No, Allah is keeping it up. Otherwise, what engineers plan? If Allah sends just one wind, one flood, and all this planning of the engineers go, Allah is the one who keeps everything on its place and standing. So Allah Ta'ala is that great being. So we make dua to Allah and we beg of him. So Allah Ta'ala, when we beg of him, Allah Ta'ala gave us the beggar's bowl also. You see, when the beggars beg, they have a bowl. So Allah, you just put your two hands together. Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, Allah reward him tremendously. You say a professional beggar, he begs, for example, from 9 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock, 7, 8 o'clock. Then he goes home and he counts his day's takings, and he puts his bowl on in a shelf. But we are such beggars of Allah. Allah says, Ya Yuhannas antumul fuqara ila Allah. All of you people, whether you are kings, whether you are doctors, lawyers, whoever you are, all of you are fuqara, faqirs. And a faqir, a beggar, needs his beggar's bowl. And this year, this sentence in Arabic is Jumla Ismiya, which means continuously. You are 24 hours beggars of Allah, all the time. You need your eyes to be in order. You need your brains to be in order. You are beggars of Allah. You are dependent on Allah every moment. Now I'm moving my hands. I'm talking. All by Allah's qadar. If Allah stops it now, at this moment, finish. Everything will stop. So we are 24-hour beggars of Allah Ta'ala. So our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi says, middle of the night, you hear a dog bark. Or you hear a sound. So you get up. Actually, it is Allah waking you up, that I am thinking you of my banda, and you sleeping, wake up. So then now a person gets up now. So Allah, our Shaykh says, if you are too lazy to go and make wudu, too lazy to make 2 rakats of tahajjud namaz, at least just sit up and put your hands. You got your beggar's bowl with you. Because you are not that beggar that you can put your bowl in the shelf. You just put your 2 hands and your connection with Allah Ta'ala is made already. You don't need your SIM card. You don't need, sometimes there is no connection. Sometimes there is no coverage. Nothing like that. Your battery is gone flat. You don't know where is your cell phone. You're fumbling. Yeah, your hands are here ready. And when you now put them together, this beggar, if we put our hands together, look there inside, what do we see in the palms of our hands? There are 2 numbers written. 81 and 18. The 2 together gives us 99 names of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, I'm Razzaq. You want Ruzi? You ask me. You just read, Ya Razzaq, Ya Razzaq. Allah will give you Ruzi. You want Shifa? Ya Shafi. يا شافي. You want protection? يا حافظ. يا حافظ. يا سلام. Everything, whatever you want, it Allah gave it to you. Yeah. So to say, the world is in your hand. The cell phone is not the world in your hand. Allah gave it for everyone, Muslim, non-Muslim, everyone. Allah printed it 18 and 81 in your hand. So you have it with Allah Ta'ala. And when you want to take from Allah Ta'ala, dunya's officers, government, all other officers, shops, normally 9 to 5, 9 to 4, 8 to 5, whatever it might be. But Allah's hours, 24 hours. Allah's office is 24 hours open. And when so to say, you want to make contact with Allah Ta'ala, yeah, the best time by Allah is 2 o'clock at night, 3 o'clock at night. The dunya, if you go to any office 2, 3 o'clock, you find it closed, you'll sit there till 9 o'clock. Then only, but Allah's offices are open 24 hours. At the best time is at 2, 3 o'clock at night. And the whole world can say, be so to say, making connection, phoning to Allah Ta'ala, you'll never find that line to be engaged. Always it is available. And Allah didn't keep a secretary there to say that the boss is gone out, the boss is in a meeting or something. No, Allah is there. And personally, and there's no pre-recorded message also, that for Arabic press 1, for English press 2, for Afrikaans press 3, no. Whatever, you just pick up your hand and your connection with Allah is made. Even you didn't make wudu, even you didn't make two, you are not on the musalla, you are on your bed, your connection. And if you make wudu and you go on the musalla, 2-4 rakats you make, some tilawat, now you ask Allah, then what to say. And then when you will speak to Allah Ta'ala, even if you are dumb, you can't speak, Allah will hear what you got to say. And even if you are deaf and you can't hear, you will hear Allah Ta'ala is speaking to you. So what the manf Allah has given us. So all this, our namaz must come right. Allah make it. If we make our namaz right, everything else will also come right. We know all of us, myself, I know myself, I'm the worst of all of us sitting here. We got our weaknesses, we got our sins, we got all bad things. We have tried so much, but we fall back into the same mistakes. Over and over. Perhaps it's anger. Perhaps it's backbiting. Perhaps it, with our eyes we can't control. Perhaps bad language we're using with our tongue. And we try so hard, but we just, perhaps laziness, whatever it is, we just can't get it right. Allah says, you make your namaz right, and all these things, you don't have to worry. They'll just go away. Like in the season of autumn, you don't have to shake the tree that the leaves must fall. The leaves fall themselves. And you get tired, your back breaks picking up the leaves. You can't stop, you can't finish picking up the leaves. Like this, we just make our namaz correct, and we won't have to leave gunas. Gunas will leave us. They will just leave us completely. We just have to work. So with this Mi'raj, Allah gave us this great, great gift of namaz. Namaz is not just we come here, for example, istinja we make, we just, Allah forgive us. How many people now urinals? What we hear even in Mina, Muzdalifah, they are also urinals now. So we no parking properly, then what is our namaz going to be? And here also with the high pain especially, it's not so easy to make a proper istinja, to get clean properly, to wash. And istinja is not just pouring some water and it's over. No, we have to do it properly. And then after that, wudu. How many of us, we're talking in wudu, wasting water. Almost all of us, 100% almost are guilty. We make wudu from the tap, the water is running. We're washing the face, water is running, we're making miswak. And I'm thinking, I'm pious, I'm making miswak. Water is wasting there. And a person who wastes water in his wudu, his namaz, what kind of namaz will it be? So, and then namaz itself again. How much we made now Maghrib namaz. We know our concentration. How much we devoted. How much our thoughts were in namaz. So we have to work on this namaz. When this namaz will come right, everything gunas will leave us. We will come right. May Allah give us tawfiq. Those of us who can, try to come to Homestead Park now. Otherwise, tomorrow night also we have a program in the Darul Uloom after Maghrib, 1 hour before Isha. Isha is 7:45 of that. So from 6:45 tomorrow till 7:45 will be the program. And on Sunday morning from 10 o'clock till Zohar, after Zohar we have lunch together. So So who can come? Or in future, try and plan ourselves, try and make it, inshallah, we will benefit tremendously. And these programs take place all the time. We should try and take part in the month of Ramadan. These kind of talks are from morning till night, a full program. In fact, for many brothers come for 40 days, 10 days before Ramadan they come. Otherwise, whatever amount of time we can give, 3 days, 10 days, otherwise, at least on the Sunday, we have a revision of the whole week's talks. And we have a program on Sunday. Try and come on a Sunday in Ramadan at 10 o'clock. Inshallah, we will benefit tremendously. We will come to know what fasting is, what namaz is, what dua is, what great treasures Allah has given us, and we can then put it to our heart and we apply it. Inshallah, Allah will make our lives of dunya life of jannah yet. And that life also Allah will make it. As Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. A person who fears Allah Ta'ala, the greatness, the honor, the position of Allah, two jannats for that person. There are 10 explanations of what the two jannats are. One beautiful one is jannat fi dunya, jannatun fi dunya bi huduril mawla. One jannat in this dunya when you just think of Allah. My Allah is so beautiful. My Allah is so kind. He's so merciful. He's so forgiving. He sees to my rosy. I'm so sinful, but He gives me a king's breakfast every day. I'm so sinful, He gives me a wonderful lunch again. I'm so sinful, on the roads He keeps me safe. What then, what things can happen on the road, at home? My Allah is so merciful. So your connection with Allah. And jannatun fil uqba, one jannat in akhirat, bi liqa'il mawla, when we will meet Allah Ta'ala. A boy is engaged to a girl to get married, his mind is just on that girl all the time. He's just thinking about her all the time. But the day she gets married and she's now alone with him in the room, what to say now? So when we will be there with Allah Ta'ala, who is the creator of love, who is the creator of our hearts, who is the creator of beauty, and we have got Allah now, what to say? Allah give us tawfiq and bring these realities into our lives, inshallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Oh Allah, accept our little efforts. Oh Allah, we are not worth taking your name. Oh Allah, you have been so kind that you give us these opportunities over and over. Oh Allah, bring the realities of these things into our hearts. Oh Allah, oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, we are drowning in sins. Oh Allah, we are the most filthiest and dirtiest of your creation. Oh Allah, oh Allah, keep us always in your masajid. Oh Allah, keep us in your dhikr, in your tilawat of Quran Sharif. Oh Allah, in our thoughts. Oh Allah, let us be with you all the time. Oh Allah, let us appreciate this great gift of namaz. Oh Allah, let us correct our namazes and make our namazes correct. Save us from all sins. Oh Allah, sins of the heart. Oh Allah, sins of the tongue and eyes and ears, of every part of the body, all types of sins. Forgive all our sins and protect us from all sins. Protect us from all diseases, O Allah, and illnesses, O Allah. Protect us from all unpleasant things, inshallah, O Allah. Our children, our family, our progeny, O Allah. Our parents, give them the highest stages, O Allah. Amen. Those who have passed away, give them a wonderful life in the qabr, O Allah. O Allah, our asatiza and our mashayikh, O Allah. Our muhsineen and muawineen and those who have rights over us, grant us all the best of deen, dunya and akhirat, O Allah. Our coming ijtima, make it successful in every way, O Allah. Let it be attended very well, O Allah. Let the programs take place very well, O Allah. Let us all benefit and all our hidayat is made, O Allah. And let jamaats go throughout the world for the whole year, O Allah. Let the jamaats be made from the ijtima. O Allah, our majalis that we have, make it a source of hidayat and islah for all of us, O Allah. We are all in need of our spiritual purification and rectification, and you are the only one who can give it, O Allah. You decide it for us, O Allah, and you give it to us. We are begging you for it, O Allah. Nobody else can give it. We are spoilers. We are trying, but we are becoming worse. You are the one who can pull us. A drowning person can't come out of the water himself. It's only somebody else. You are the one who can pull us out, O Allah. Pull us out, O Allah, from our sin and our evil, our terrible thoughts that we get, O Allah. All our filth and dirt, clean us from it, O Allah. O Allah, let us become true Musallis, our families, our communities, the whole Ummah, O Allah. Make the whole Ummah Musallis. Grant us every practice of deen, O Allah. O Allah, save the Muslims in the whole world where they are in difficulties. Those who are in prisons, O Allah, let them come out also, O Allah. O Allah, save us all from all the wrong, O Allah, and grant us every right, O Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين.